Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brendan Brooks. Here's what's happening. The longtime head of Philadelphia's Teachers Union has won re-election. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, Jerry Jordan now begins his fourth term as president of the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers.
He won re-election by a 2-1 margin over the upstart slate of candidates from the Caucus of Working Educators. Jordan says his team is already working on negotiations for the teachers' contract, which expires in August.
We will sit at that table and we will fight for what it is that the members have told me that they want.
The challengers wanted members to have a larger voice in negotiations and in running the union. The working educator's Jessica Way says she hopes the current leadership will take her group's platform to heart.
Way says almost twice as many members voted for the working educators slate than 4 years ago. Pennsylvania's health secretary says preparations are underway to battle the spread of the Wuhan coronavirus. KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo talked to Pennsylvania's health secretary, Dr. Rachel Levin.
The health department's emergency operations center has been activated, and while Levin says resources could become taxed if the outbreak hits hard, she believes Pennsylvania will be able to handle it.
I am very confident that the Pennsylvania Department of Health, with our county municipal partners, with our hospitals, health systems, and fantastic medical personnel, our courageous EMS providers, etc., and with the collaboration of the CDC, are up to this task.
There haven't been any confirmed cases in Pennsylvania. Police are working to identify the man who spray-painted a racial slur on the Cecil B. Moore mural in North Philadelphia. KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg says the images show the suspect appears to be African-American.
Police say the man committed multiple acts of vandalism, including spray-painting the N-word on a mural of Moore. Surveillance video shows the suspect, who appears to be age 25 to 35, wearing a black coat with a hood and a gray hoodie, holding a black duffel bag. He's seen vandalizing a wall on 19th Street, a couple of blocks from the Moore mural on Jefferson Street.
The mural was restored within days thanks to the Mural Arts of Philadelphia and community support. A picture of the suspect is on our website, kywnewsradio.com. If you recognize him, contact police. Philadelphia's new archbishop led a packed cathedral of worshipers in his first Ash Wednesday Mass as their shepherd. KYW's Mark Abrams reports.
Archbishop Nelson Perez, who observed this was his 59th Lent, posed a direct question to those gathered before him.
Where does Lent find you in relationship with your Lord, with your church, with each other, with your friends and your family, and also with yourself? Where does this Lent find you?
During his reflection on the season, Perez said Lent is a time for an even greater awareness of self and a relationship with God.
Perez also called for a spiritual spring cleaning in preparation for Easter. The James Beard semifinalist nominees were announced yesterday. The prestigious culinary award is often referred to as the Oscars of food. KYW's Hadass Kuznets has more.
Duplessis explains it gives the business owner a big boost.
What it does is it tells people that they can't ignore me, especially when it comes to like finances, like backers, investors, developers, landlords, and it helps me to secure a better deal for my business.
And in a fickle business like the food industry, that's very much appreciated, especially for a small business like hers that's looking to expand.
In March, nominees will be narrowed down to finalists with award ceremony taking place in May. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.